This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome, Mamaholics, my mom's favorite podcast. Yeah, that's right. You're listening to some Bryan Adams in the background. Everything I do it for you. If you don't know this song, you do not know what you're missing. The song, the video, everything about this is just legendary. Like, this video is one of the greatest videos. It's just him looking all like 1990s Dennis Leary, cut in with scenes from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. They're like in the forest and they have a grand piano. They're playing guitar. Like, seriously, if you haven't seen this video, do yourself a favor. Bryan Adams with a Y. Everything I do it for you. It's from the Robin Hood soundtrack, Prince of Thieves. Why, might you ask, am I playing one of the greatest love power ballads of all time? I'll tell you, Mamaholics, because it was written by Mr. Bryan Adams, one of Canada's only noteworthy prospects. That's not a professional wrestler. I didn't mean prospects. I meant exports. One of Canada's only viable exports that's not a professional wrestler or a hockey player. We'll say it like that. Hold on, Mamaholics. My throat hurts. I was smoking that sweet marriage Jawona earlier, and I hurt my throat somehow. Probably from the fire that I sucked in to get high. Because that's how I live my life. Mamaholics, I'm playing Canada's greatest export because my friend Kevin from work, the Canadian crippler, is back on the podcast. Dude, the guy's a champion, man. I have somebody cancel, or I'm just like, fuck, I forgot. Hey, Kev, you do anything? You want to come bullshit around, smoke some pot, and talk some shit?
Yeah, I can do that, eh?
So it's a fun time. he takes a lot of shit about being Canadian. He takes it like a fucking champion, dude. Like a porn star takes a 12-inch dick, dude. Like a fucking champion. I'm in rare form today. I should just do like a 30-minute intro, talk to Kevin for 10, and then fart in the microphone. No, I won't do that. Because it's my mom's favorite podcast. I would never do that to you guys. You deserve nothing but the best. So enjoy one of the best power ballads. Power love ballads. You don't know about this music, son. This is straight. Just panty wetter in the 90s. Still get your mom's moist. Believe me, I've asked her. Listen to this. My mom's favorite podcast, Bryan Adams. Doing, buddy?
I really wanted to ruin your introduction.
Oh, no, you don't do
but
that.
But I didn't.
You're not even supposed to tell them that you were here for that, man. Come on, be a professional, bro.
Oh, I didn't just say that. But a lot of funny people come from Canada, too, and you neglected to mention that.
Name one.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is not Canadian, sir, and I will slap you for making such outrageous accusations. You can get the station sued.
Mike Myers?
Okay, Mike Myers. No! Yeah, no, he's Canadian.
Yeah,
he's
they're
Canadian.
Both Canadian.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is Jim...
I think Jim Carrey went. I think me and Jim Carrey grew up in the same town.
Canadian. Holy shit, it's like the first one if you get is Jim Carrey CA.
Fucking John Candy, Rick Moranis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dave Foley.
Oh, my God, Dave Foley, all the greatest.
Kids. Kids in the Hall. Kids in the Hall, yeah. None of the new kids are.
Bunch of bitches. Oh, my God, I so misspoke. All right, intro, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know how I forgot about the incomparable, the legendary, the amazing Mr. David Foley. Dave Nelson on News Radio. So good. So good. I miss Dave Foley.
Everyone funny is from Canada.
Not everyone.
A lot of them.
There are some funny Canadians.
We're funny people.
You ain't got shit else to do up there.
I think it's because we can laugh at ourselves easily.
Yeah.
Because of how the rest of the world treats us.
Well, might as well join in, eh? It looks like they're having fun poking fun at us, so, you know, might as well jump on in there, eh?
Looks like a pretty good time.
I tell people when I do a Canadian accent, they're like, bro, you probably really offend Canadians. I'm like, I have Canadians tell me it's quite good, because...
It's not bad. Like, it's clearly an impression of a stereotypical Canadian, but as far as those goes, like, Americans can do some pretty terrible ones.
Right. But you think if I worked at it, I could probably slide in and fool some people?
Well, no, because of the part of you that's black. There's not a whole lot of you guys up there. I don't think there were any in my grade school.
Huh.
I think there was an Indian kid. Yeah, he really wanted to be Michael Jackson.
And so he was probably he's probably Eskimo. Inuit. Eskimo.
Yeah. No, I wasn't that far up north.
Have you ever seen...
Eskimo far.
Have you ever seen Let's Go to Prison?
Yes.
Such a great movie. Eskimo. Eskimo.
I don't remember that part. I've only seen it once, and I need to see movies at least like 4 to 5 times to actually remember them.
Shia McBride's character, he was making a Will Arnett's character give him a little Eskimo kiss. And he's like, just give Barry a little Eskimo kiss. Just lean in. Just a little. And he does like the whole nose rub. And Will Arnett's character is like this. And all of a sudden, like, you pan back, and Shia McBride's not even on the bed anymore. He's off to the side lighting a cigarette, like, oh, you didn't think Barry was just going to take advantage on the first night, did you? Oh, no, little ducky. Prepared to be wooed by the master. Oh, my God. And then just as he's going back to his cell, everybody in the whole fucking, like, that knows what just went down is just yelling, Eskimo, Eskimo.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while.
Dude, it's one of my favorite fucking... It's on Netflix.
There's no way it's one of your favorite comedies.
Dude,
I don't remember
so
it being that good.
It was so good. It's a lot of little shit, too. Like, it's like a lot of... one of the lines that Dax Shepard's character has that's so fucking...
Maybe that's why I didn't like it. Dax Shepard bugs me.
I like him. I've only seen him in, like, 3 things as, like, a major role.
He was in a TV show. Parenthood, I think.
I didn't see that.
It wasn't one that I didn't watch it, but it went on for a while and it was like critically acclaimed.
I think it's still on, isn't it?
I think it's done. I think it ended like last year or something.
Oh, like it was the last season happened.
But it had like Coach and Lorelai Gilmore and
I've heard of it. I think I would because I remember the movie when I was younger, The Parenthood, which
is based off that.
I thought it was. I would assume so.
That makes sense. I never put it together though.
Yeah, dude, The Parenthood was a great movie. Keanu Reeves has one of the greatest lines that I've ever heard in any movie ever. When he's talking to, I can't remember her name now, the redheaded mother. Remember he was dating the blonde chick and her mother was
a
redheaded
mother? I saw it when I was like a kid, so there's no way I remember anything.
All right. Well, Keanu Reeves was dating a blonde chick. Her mother was a redheaded chick. And her ex-husband, the blonde chick's dad, was like kind of a dickweed. And so like one day, like, dude comes downstairs, Keanu comes downstairs, and mom's just there, like, trying to, like, pull her shit together so her daughter's boyfriend doesn't see her crying. And Keanu knows, but he's playing, like, he's playing, basically, like, Bill. Wait, was he Ted or Bill? He was Bill.
There's no way that blonde kid got top billing. There's no way Ted.
Well, yeah, so he was basically playing Bill, like, just kind of, like, stoner guy or whatever. And he sees she's upset, and he goes... You know, it's pretty crazy. You have to go get a license to get a dog, but they'll let any asshole be a dad. You're doing okay. And he just, like, walks away, and she's just like, yeah, this isn't my fault. He's just an asshole. Okay. Like, and I was like, man, like that line has stuck with me my whole life. You have to get a license to get a dog.
Is that what you based your, like, fatherhood, like, your whole fatherhood kind of thing on?
Yeah, I basically, methods? I don't do good enough where I have to get a license. Like, I'm a shitty enough dad where I can just do it and not worry. I'm probably not the best dad, but the new chick I'm dating has a kid.
You and your daughter seem to have a really adorable relationship.
We do. It's a lot of shit talking.
Yeah. And she's pretty good at it.
Dude, she's so quick.
From, like, the 7-minute car ride that
yeah.
I was in.
There's a lot of me in her, like, that smart-ass, quick wit. Like,
she looks exactly like you.
Doesn't she, though? Yeah. She's a little brown female me.
That poor girl.
Oh, she's so pretty. Because she look like her daddy. She used to tell you that, too. Be like, if you told her, like, oh, my gosh, you are so cute. That's because I look like my daddy.
How would you have reacted if I were just told your daughter that?
What, like, you're so
like, hey,
pretty.
Hey, it's really nice to meet you. You're really pretty.
I would have definitely been like, dude, where the fuck are you going with this? Like,
that would have been weird, right?
Yeah, that would have been really weird.
People aren't comfortable with me around their children usually.
Well, it's mostly because she's 17. So it's, you're just kind of being pervy there. That's all that is. If she was still like 5 or 4, and you're like, oh, you're such a pretty little girl, I'd be like, oh, he's just being nice to my daughter.
I mean, obviously, I didn't. I don't want your 3 viewers to think I'm a guy who just tells
my 3 viewers that listen to the
viewers listen. Damn it! It's just high. It's such high production value. I assume I'm on Showtime or something.
The hidden camera is in my crotch. Come in and get a close look. Maybe smoke some more weed, man. Smoke that. If that's gone, pack some more. I did not prepare for this at all because
you always make me do all the work when I'm here.
It's because I'm trying to carry the conversation. I didn't prepare as much because that chick came over and I didn't.
You know where the conversation goes if I carry it, sir.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
Down to fucking the Tanner's getting raped by a hobo. And I said hobo, guys, not homo. It's okay.
It was probably just, I'm not going to finish that sentence. Where do I put this?
Consensual? I don't know. That's a good question.
I was looking for what I was looking for was consensual, but I was gonna say it was only just statutory, which makes me sound like
tap it out in the sink.
I'm okay with statutory rape, which I'm not.
No, no rape is okay. I mean, well, like here's the thing about statutory, and then I'll never mention it again because my viewers will my listeners will kill me. if the dude's like 18 or 19 and the chick's like 17, 16 to 19's, you know, borderline, you know, like that's still like, I don't know why, but I feel like that's still acceptable. I feel like that's still acceptable. Kevin just couldn't operate the headphones because it actually the same thing happened to me and I almost broke it trying to get it to turn around, so don't worry.
It's actually happened to me one time before when I was here.
Nice.
And I figured it out, but I couldn't that time.
Yeah, like, so a couple of years isn't that big of a deal, but, oh, let me tell you about Milo Yiannopoulos. For those of you that don't know who Milo Yiannopoulos is, he is a super conservative, super gay, right-wing journalist. He's an editor at Breitbart. He's on a tour right now through like college campuses in the U.S. called the Dangerous Faggot Tour.
That's a good name.
Yeah, dude. Like, and it's funny. Like, he used to debate feminists, and they stopped debating him because he would come at them with science, logic, facts, statistics, numbers, things that you can quantify, things that you can put in front of your face, and somebody else can go, "Oh no, that is what that says." And he would use those in the arguments with feminists, and like normally, what you know these TV channels do is they get like somebody to talk for the men's side, and it's always some douchebag who, like, when the girl goes up, he's like, "All right, calm down, sweetheart. What you broads need to understand," and it's like, "No, stop. Like, that makes us all look horrible." But he doesn't do that. Okay, well, you see, Meredith, this, and he just starts laying down facts, and they can't compete with him, and they can't call him a chauvinist because he's so fucking gay. And they can't call, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think gay people can be chauvinists.
Oh, absolutely, but it's just, it doesn't work the same. If I'm on CNN debating with some chick, debating with some young woman who I respect about feminism, And this broad, no, and this girl starts going off on some dumb shit. And I'm like, dude, you're insane. Look, and I lay down some numbers. She can be like, yo, you're just saying I'm insane. You're misogynist. You're sexist. Da, 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 da. You're pushing the male patriarchy. Like, and it, you know, will work for somebody. Like other people look at me and be like, yeah, he's just doing that. But when you are so flamboyantly gay and she's just like, you're just a misogynist. Other people are like, I don't think he is. I don't, he's from a pretty marginalized group. I don't think he's going to marginalize somebody else just for funsies. Like, that's another thing. Yeah, when you're from a marginalized group.
That happens all the time, though.
It does. It's human nature. But I'm talking about perception.
Okay.
You're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to look at a gay dude, a very flamboyantly gay dude, when some feminist, like, just because he's shutting down a feminist argument, she calls him misogynist. You're not going to be like, yeah, guy, he's being kind of sexist. You're going to be like, no, no. Like, it just doesn't hit the same, you know?
One of the more flamboyantly gay men I ever knew. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really disliked women. He was like an older gay dude. Like, he like did not like women.
Like some lesbians hate men.
Yeah, like he would be rude to like waitresses, like like only the female ones. Like,
right.
Whenever like we would go out.
So you were dating this guy?
No, he was actually our fraternity's cook.
You're getting cooked up, all right. I don't know, man.
He was flipping me around, sauteing me.
I should have drank this Red Bull earlier. I'm off. Anyway, Yiannopoulos, so he does like he does a speech and he talks a bunch of shit on Hillary and it's funny.
I feel like I would dislike this person, but continue with your shit.
No, he's funny in listening to like some of his points, obviously, you're like, dude, you're insane. And then some of his points, you're like, there's no way you believe that. You sound intelligent. You're just saying that, you know, to be. Because he plays into the supervillain role. He's been banned from Twitter. You know, like, he plays into it. He's fun. He's like,
not Ghostbusters guy. What's the Leslie Jones guy.
Yeah, same. Yeah, but it's for the Ghostbusters, yeah. Mm. I think you have Gorilla Glue number 4.
Oh, yeah. I always forget to ask the name.
And mine was Orange Crush.
It certainly tastes like glue. Is it because I'm stuck to my seat? Is that why it's called that?
Hey, yes. But yeah, like, so he starts going off, and then he does a Q&A, and I had to leave almost right away because one of the first Q&A is this woman. She goes, hi, I'm here with my husband and my baby. And they're like, oh, where's your baby? And she goes, right here, and she touches her stomach. She's like, I'm 32 weeks, which is, like, not even showing. And he's like, oh, okay, you know. And I think he went to make a fat joke, but then he peeled back real quick before anybody caught it. Because he was like, I was going to say it wasn't that bad. And then, like, because he's like, I couldn't tell you're pregnant that bad. But, like, everybody was kind of clapping for the woman. So not a lot of people heard. And he peeled back real quick. But then she was like, yeah, I just want to know how you felt about Hillary being aligned with Planned Parenthood. When they say you can murder a child or she was like 26 weeks. And she's like, they say you can murder a child at 32 weeks. That's just 6 weeks older than my baby right now. And you're not going to murder my baby. I'm not going to let you murder my baby. You can't just... And, like, she's talking shit like that. And then at one point, she goes, how can they just say that it's okay at 32 weeks to just kill a viable baby? And she used the words viable baby. Was she harvesting the baby? Was she using it for... Why is it viable?
It seems like an oddly scientific term for someone who... like considers like people to have like spirits and souls, right, and shit. Like it's weird for her to say her not just say it's my child or give it a name or something. Or
yeah, it got weird. It got awkward, man. Like that whole experience.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Like it was interesting listening.
Did
to
Did anyone
speak.
Go there just to like just because they hated him?
I thought there was
to,
gonna
like,
be
try
some
to, like,
of that
raise shit or like one. Or I guess you left early. I figured like some of the cues would have been like, why are you such an asshole?
There might have been, yeah. But, I mean, he probably just would have been like, because I'm here getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, he steers into it hard. His podcast opens up with, it's like, recorded, brought to you from Mordor in Voldemort's lair, and then some other nerd reference of a super evil
person. This dude sounds awful. This dude sounds awful.
He's actually pretty smart. He's fun. Like, he's been on Rogan's a couple of times. And I've listened to him on Rogan's podcast. he's really smart. He makes good points. Like, and he'll go, like, he'll defend, you know, whatever, because Rogan will call you on whatever. You can have a belief system and you can have ideas, but be prepared for Rogan to call you on your shit. And, like, you have to, like, explain or defend.
Even in the middle of your act, didn't he call Carlos Mencia out for joke stealing? Like,
well, that was, like, a long-running battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he got up on stage.
I saw a clip of him, like, yeah, just, like, walking up on stage, being like, nope, I've had enough.
Yeah, well, like, if you go to... Joe Rogan used to do his web series on YouTube. And if you go on, like, I think if you can still find the videos, he was making videos for a while where he was talking to other comics that he actually stole. Like, he stole from Ari Shaffir, who's Rogan's boy. And there's a clip of Carlos Mencia. I think it was, like, when, because Joe rushed him on stage at the Comedy Store. That's, like, part of the reason that Joe Rogan wasn't in the Comedy Store for, like, 10 years is they sided with Carlos over some shit. And anyway, like,
it is a little rude to run up on stage.
Yeah, but dude, you know, oh my God, if somebody were stealing my fucking jokes, if somebody was stealing my friend's jokes and I was catching them, dude, like, that's, you gotta, like, that's hard work. That's especially, all right, you write those disgusting, wonderful poems, just beautiful, horrible works of art.
All I heard was wonderful and beautiful.
That's fine. You hear what you want, baby. I put them in there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I put them in there for a reason. I like your poetry. Even though it makes me feel dirty inside and like I got to go wash my soul. I like your poetry.
That's what I'm going for.
How would you feel if, like, the You're Too Old to Have Kids poem, all of a sudden you fucking turn on Sirius XM radio and somebody's on the Howard Stern, like, here's a poem that I wrote, and this dude's, like, getting... The Fat Jew is a perfect example.
I fucking hate that guy,
too. Yeah. He stole all that fucking... Like, this is shit that people work, like... I mean, the tweets and shit is a little different. Like, people don't work hard and put, like, time and effort in. Some people do.
I'm not saying Carlos Mencia is right. I'm just saying, like, Joe Rogan, like, just as, like, in any profession, like, yeah, you're pissed at the guy stealing your jokes, but, like, you're also in the place where you work.
Yeah.
Like, you can't cause that kind of scene there. So
it worked out beautifully, though. The crowd loved it.
Oh, yeah, no, I fucking loved the video.
Oh, dude, it was so good.
It was so good, yeah. After news radio.
Dude, did you watch news radio?
Yeah, we talked about this.
I thought you said you never watched it, though.
I watched it when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, so you just don't remember it.
Yeah.
Who did? News radio is just so amazing.
I used to think the chicken there was super hot.
Laura Tierney?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so...
Like, looking back on it, like, I don't find her as attractive, but, like...
She's still attractive.
Well, yeah, like, but not, like, I used to, like, I was, like, crazy for her, but probably because she was funny and on, like, one of my favorite shows. But.
Yeah, and, like, she's not, like, you're not going to look and be like, oh, fuck yeah, that's sexy.
Yeah, like me in puberty was like that. But now it's like, oh wow, she's still a good looking chick. But.
And she was just so funny and kind of tough and like not the average chick that you saw in school. It's like, oh my God, she's like a unicorn. Candy Alexander.
We actually have unicorns in Canada.
What? Yep. Shut the fuck up. Mm. Oh, narwhals? Unicorns of the sea?
Yeah. Those things are awesome.
Have you ever seen one in real life?
No, I mean, I saw pictures.
Yeah, everybody's
I used to be really into whales when I was in, like, grade school.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was, like, my favorite whale. That and the killer whale.
Killer whale? What was...
Which I think is technically a dolphin now.
So I feel fucking like I read ridiculous. That somewhere. Dude, you know that they hunt and kill great white sharks? To the point that they've changed the migration pattern of great white sharks?
I didn't know it was that much, but I did know that they, like, worked in, like, packs and shit and hunted.
Yeah, for those listening that are like, what? No, the great white shark is the apex predator in the ocean. No, he is not. He...
Solo he is, though.
I don't even know, dude, because the way... The killer whales are bigger and faster anyway. And the way that the...
But sharks are so scary looking.
They are, but the way that I read the video is because they're so much more agile, too, in the water. They'll grab the shark by the dorsal fin, like by the back of the neck, and then they swim upside down with them. Because killer whales can swim upside down and kind of do what they want, and sharks cannot. Sharks will end up dying. So they'll grab the killer whale, turn him upside down, and just swim around with him till he dies a slow, painful death. And then they'll take like two bites and dip. And the show that I was watching said that like the great white sharks up by like Alaska, Canada area. Like that coast up there, maybe not quite that far up, but where like great white sharks, he's going like hunt seals and shit. Some of the areas great whites were like not going to when killer whales were known to be in the vicinity. Like they changed migration patterns of great white sharks.
Awesome.
Yeah, the great white was like, Nah, son, them niggas over there this week, they tripping all the time, man. Play too much now. We ain't going up there.
I've always wanted to see a whale or a shark in person. I've seen, like, a dolphin, obviously, because I live in Florida. I always wanted to see, like, an in-person shark.
I've seen a couple sharks in person. I've caught a couple.
You haven't caught... You can't just catch sharks.
Yes, you can.
You haven't caught a shark.
Yes, I have.
You have not caught a shark.
Dude, it's Florida. Do you know how easy it is to catch sharks? I'll take you shark fishing on fucking Saturday, dude.
How big of a shark?
Oh, not a big shark.
Oh, no. I'm talking... I want to see a shark.
No, like a couple foot or two. 3 foot tops, I think, was the biggest one I've ever seen. Like,
I guess 3 foot would count. I would 3 feet, what, like that?
Something like that. That's the biggest one I've ever caught, was a 3 footer.
I would count a 3 footer as a shark.
I saw a 5 footer.
That one definitely counts as a shark.
That was, I didn't catch it. I was fishing, I was wading out, and I was about mid-torso. And it had been raining, so the water was like kind of murky, and it was like just settling down. And me and my friend had walked, God, it was probably a good 30 yards offshore. And we're sitting out there, like I said, mid-torso, deep water. I got the bait bucket tied to my fucking swim trunks. We're casting. I had a fish on, and I'm pulling, and I got my pole up to my left shoulder, and I'm reeling in like that. And all of a sudden, the fish jumps a hook. I'm like, fuck. And as I swing like to the left and I'm reeling in, I happen to look down. And the reason the fish jumped the hook is there's a 5 foot fucking nurse shark 3 feet from me, just cruising on the bottom right towards where my fish was. I saw it and I just went, shark, and started running towards the shore. And my boy said he looked up, thought I was playing until he saw my face. And then he immediately started running as well. But he ran backwards, poking the water with the rods. Like if the shark followed us, like he might cheat, like jab him in the face.
I feel like the best way to handle a shark encounter is to not freak out.
Yeah, you're not supposed to move at all. Like unless it's like a bull shark, and then you want to do what he did. Like, but like a nurse shark, I shouldn't have done anything. I should have just stood there perfectly still and just relaxed. A nurse sharks are really not aggressive, and I would almost have to like kick it in the mouth to get bit. If it was a bull shark.
Aren't most sharks unaggressive?
No. Bull sharks are super aggressive, and they will
most
swim.
Most sharks, though.
Most sharks. I want to say bulls, maybe not great white. What is it called? White tip? It's like supposed to be the fastest shark, and it can smell blood the furthest away. Something white shark, but it's not a great white.
I thought it was the Mako. That's what all the Orlando theme park radio commercials keep telling me.
Mako might be the fastest, then. That sounds right.
Unless that's just a fish. That's a shark, though, I think.
That's a shark. Well, let's find out, because we have Google and the internet.
Holy shit.
Right? All right. Did you think of a Netflix pearl, by the way, even though I didn't remind you to?
Yes. Now every time I think of, like, a movie that I like, I immediately be like, oh, that would work. Because I either think of one and forget it, or I just forget to think of one.
The short fin mako is the fastest shark in the ocean.
All right.
This toothy torpedo, because I like alliteration in my definitions. This toothy torpedo can swim at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour and has a tail like a tuna fish, its favorite prey.
Did you say 60 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's fucking terrifying.
Even think my 05 Hyundai Accent can go 60 miles an hour.
Shark with best sense of smell.
That's all the sharks.
No, there's one shark that is like way further. God damn it, I saw this.
Can you just turn your podcast into a shark facts podcast?
Dude, I love shark facts, dude. Sharks are the shit.
You can call it sharked.
Sharked.
Sharked. Sharks. Shacked. Sharks. Sharts.
No, sharks.
Sharks.
Dude, sharks are amazing. This last weekend, I was actually fishing Dunedin Causeway, which anybody that is from here and like fishes here will tell you that's kind of like a, I don't want to say a highway for sharks, but it's kind of like a highway for sharks. Like that's where I caught like a little 12-inch black tip was wading out one time. I've seen all kinds of shark there. A lot of people shark fish Dunedin Causeway. Like a lot of
you
people.
You caught a black tip?
Black tip shark.
Under a bridge.
God damn it. Don't be racist. You fucking.
We've all been there.
but dude, this weekend, so I throw something in the water, something grabbed my fucking bait, bent my pole, And, like, at first I thought I was snagged because I was like, what the? But then, like, it started to slowly pull away. And I was like, oh, shit, I got something really big on here.
It sounds like you're describing graphic anonymous male sex underneath a bridge.
I don't think I've fucked any males under a bridge in a while.
I'm just saying, if anyone walked into this conversation, like, three words late, it could have easily been confused with you describing. You caught a black tip.
Oh.
You bent it backwards.
It was.
You thought it got snagged.
It pulled me hard.
It pulled you hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's anonymous gay sex.
I mean, that's.
It bent my pole.
That's where the creator Fat Hitler took it.
Oh wow. Yeah, you're Fat Hitler though, so I don't want to hear it. You're not fat. You're the creator of this.
I've lost some weight, and I'm very sensitive about my body image right now.
I was.
I don't need that.
I got a scale, and it said I was at 221. I was like, yeah, that's the lowest I've been in a while, and I haven't looked since, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with my decision. Now, I'm going to start doing more yoga, though. I did yoga Saturday.
I've been thinking about trying yoga.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
I tried hot yoga once, and it was a disaster.
Really?
But it was because it was my first time working out ever. And it was an hour and a half of hot yoga,
Holy shit.
I lasted like 45 minutes.
I did an hour 15 of warm yoga. It was because I think hot yoga, is the temperature in the room is like 105. I did warm yoga, is like 82, 84.
I could probably handle that.
Dude, I was still covered in sweat.
Yeah, I'm like a natural, like I sweat a lot. Under normal conditions. So I don't think warm or hot yoga is for me.
My palms are sweat. I don't know if they do any. Those are the only kinds I even see anymore.
They do. They got to do regular yoga.
I don't know. Do warm yoga because I sweat a lot too. But, dude, it was like I ate an edible before I went.
Did that make it better?
Oh, man, it's so fucking good. It was amazeballs, dude. I even woke up a little earlier than I had to just so I would have time to eat the edible and give it some time to kick in. Then I smoked a bowl. Then I went to yoga class, had no idea what I was doing, never done it before. Felt like the biggest creep in the world because I'm looking at every female in there.
The chicks in there are so hot.
Some of them were. There's a couple mom bods in there.
My first time, the only reason why I lasted 45 minutes because the chick right in front of me had like the nicest rear end I'd ever seen.
There was a chick just off to my right and up one that was like pretty nice, but like I wasn't looking at them to be like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, how are they doing? Oh, okay, so do... And I was looking at them for, like, form and where, like, my arm should be and shit.
I'm sure the boner you had at the time disagrees with you.
I didn't, but, like, dude, there's no way I could have been hard. First of all, I was under way too much strain, and it was warm and uncomfortable. Second of all, I was so fucking paranoid that, like, these chicks were going to just see me. I'm the only dude in the class. It's, like, 9:15 in the morning. They're going to see me in there and just be like, ugh. He's just in here to stare at women and try to pick women up. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want to stare at you to be creepy. I just want to do this the right way and not hurt, you know.
So I was. Were you wearing yoga pants?
I was wearing basketball shorts. And
yoga
like,
pants?
No. I haven't bought those yet. I haven't.
Basketball yoga pants?
Shorts. I do have some yoga shorts on my Amazon wish list, though. Because if I decide that I really like yoga, I'll get them. But if I decide to stop doing it after a couple weeks, I won't.
Where did you do it at?
There's a place in my house called Pure Yoga. It was like $15 for the class. It was at 9:30 in the morning. So like, you know, we're done it. I think I walked out of there like 10:30 or so. Still, you know, plenty of time for the day. I felt fucking amazing too. Like I got home and I was like bouncing around, getting ready to shower and shit. Cause I was all stank. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a great fucking day. Like just bouncy, dude. Just like, yeah. And then Sunday I was sore as shit.
Yeah, it's like, it's not easy to do.
No, it's fucking brutal.
Like, it looks really easy.
Yeah, no, but like in some of the positions you get in, and the teacher was cool, though. She made a lot of points to be like, you know, there are three levels to this one. So if you don't want to go too deep to a level, you can just go to here and relax. And if you do want to go a little bit further, go ahead and put your form. Okay, remember, if you don't want to go that far, you can use the blocks to rest on. And so she was just very good at like saying like, all right, if you're, you know, basically, because I told her it was my first time, she was trying to be like, hey, this is how you do it if you're a first timer and you don't want to fuck yourself up, but not call me out and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Am I getting through to you? You picking up what I'm putting down?
I hate doing the beginner shit, though. That's why I like don't have the patience for it. I just want to be able to do the actual shit right away.
Well, it was...
But really, I'm just this flabby mass that well, would die if he did the regular yoga.
I mean, it was good so far as in, like, it wasn't, because she told, like, there's a couple times where she would give, like, three different ways to do something, and I would go, like, to the middle one. And it was good. Like, I was still stretching the shit out of myself. Like, I was still kind of pushing myself the whole class. So, I mean, I definitely got a nice workout. Felt great afterwards. And she even told me, as I was walking out, she's like, James, you did a really good job for your first time. The posture was great. Like, seriously, be proud. Be proud. And I'm just, like, dying, pouring sweat. Like, the lobby is just, like, filled with bitches. And, like, the 10:30 classes look like a better hot chick to mom ratio than the class I was in. So there's just, like, eight hot chicks, like, a couple of nice little, and I'm just like, oh, thank you. I wore sneakers, so I'm just going to carry those outside. Like, everybody else is coming and kicking off flip-flops. I'm like, oh, I got Adidas on. I got to take my socks off and shit. So, yeah, like, I
Did your shoe smell bad?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. It was first thing in the morning, so. Like, if it had been, like, if I went after work or something, it probably would have been an issue, but. I don't know. It was it was nice. And then afterwards, she was like, all the lights turned down low, and she's like, "All right, guys, you know, remember that this is also about a journey. And for some of you that right here afterwards, this is where your actual yoga class starts. So, you know, if you want to take a minute, just kind of lay down and relax." She'd like turn the lights low and had like some fucking hippie music playing, and like she had put something lavender scent in the diffuser for spiritual blah blah blah. And she's like, "All right, guys, so just," and like, it, like, I kind of looked, like, real quick, peeked, and like pretty much everybody was either like laying down or like bent half over, just kind of like getting that last little stretch out. And she goes, "All right, guys, namaste." And the whole class is like, "Namaste." And you just hear one male voice, mine, slightly behind everybody else. "Oh, namaste." And then I was laying there completely relaxed, full grip of my brownie, like all stretched out, like just feeling like great. I was like, "Oh, man, this is what they talk about." And they're like, "It's an otherworldly experience." And I'm just like, ah. And then somebody went to leave, and when they opened the door, a class from a room next door was doing something much more high energy and intense. So it was like, boof, 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 like hip hop music or something came in. And I was like, oh,
just killed your vibe.
It killed my vibe, man. So I just got up and left. I was like, fuck this. Up until, dude, I'm telling you, do it, dude. It's fucking fantastic. I can't wait to do it again.
Have you ever done the flotation tank thing? I think Joe Rogan talks about them a lot.
The sensory deprivation tank? Yeah, he has one.
They're awesome. I did one in St. Louis once.
Do they even have those here?
The closest one I've seen is Orlando. Or the closest one that I've found is Orlando. Well, because I really wanted to try it again.
That sounds amazing. I would eat a bunch
of, like,
edibles.
Creepy as shit. They say you're not supposed to get high beforehand.
Sensory deprivation. Rogan says he does, but then again, he has when he does it all the time, so maybe I should do it once.
Yeah.
And see how it is.
But it's just, it's the most, like, I got out and it was the most relaxed I've ever been.
Sacred Floats and Gems. Nebraska.
Oh, someone was telling me about that, but I don't trust places that sell gems.
You don't have to buy a fucking gem. And it looks like flotation therapy, rejuvenate your body with mind with flotation therapy, float in a sensory deprivation tank. That doesn't tell me the place.
Yeah, because it's a fucking scam by gypsies.
No, that's a different place. The fucking Sacred Floats and Gems is the one that came up that was like legit.
No, that's the gypsy one.
Dude, it's a Buddhist one. They got the Buddha.
Okay.
Look.
You say Buddhist, I say gypsy.
You know those are different countries.
Tomato,
and you know
tomato.
Gypsy is like really kind of racist.
Tomato, tomato.
Wow, man.
That's,
you fucking Canadian.
Racist.
They don't like being called gypsies, I guess. My kid
There's
goes
like
to school with a bunch of them gypsies.
TLC shows called a gypsy. My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. They can't be that pissed about it.
I know. It's so weird.
Either that or they sold out.
Well, dude, they're like one of those nowadays you can be like My Big Fat Nigger Wedding, but, you know, maybe 60, 70 years ago, that could have very well been a TV show. Bunch of old white people. Look at these Negroes. They're getting married and eating pork.
So you think in like 100 years, gypsy is going to be the new N-word? Is that what you're going on record?
No, because you're saying gypsy and you're saying N-word.
This is going to be recorded for posterity.
It would be
fucking.
Is this
what you want your legacy to be? This prediction?
It would. Wouldn't it be fucking hilarious if, like,
the G word.
The G word. Like 100 years from now, like somebody's playing a clip of this on like whatever their Facebook equivalent is, and it's like, pothead comedian predicts future. Dude, 100 years from now, you can't be able to say gypsy.
The saddest part of this whole thing is I don't really even know what a gypsy is.
It's a gypo. I'm just kidding.
I think I assume they're like carnies, traveling okay. traveling people.
How about this? How about sensory deprivation, total Zen float? I think that's still Sacred Floats, dude. It appears that Sacred Floats is the only place.
The gem place?
Sacred Floats and Gems.
No, it's not real. I don't want to be put in a little pod with salt water by people who believe the gem business is a viable solution to your financial woes.
Dude, I'm telling you, we might be fresh out. I really know that my listeners are like, dude, why the fuck are they just doing this? Isn't ridiculous.
So far, we've just been Googling things that kind of interest us. We've gotten whales, flotation tanks, sharks.
Well, that's what, who does it? Bill Burr does something kind of like that. Oh, total Zen float. That's,
we got to talk about something different. This is boring as shit.
All right. What do you want to talk? Pull a topic. Let's do that.
Oh, this one we did last time I was here.
Is it a bathroom noise? Oh, yeah.
Get some new... Update your topics.
No.
Put some goddamn effort into your podcast.
I did put effort in there.
Which Trump would you fuck?
Oh, yeah. This is a good
the
one.
Topic of the day.
All right. So, your choices are... All of them. Like, you can fuck Melania. You can fuck Ivanka. You can fuck Tiffany. You can fuck Donald Jr. You can fuck Don...
I don't know what any of them look like. Like, I don't know anything about.
Oh God damn! I'm not getting back on Google so that
I know what Donald looks like, and I know what the daughter looks like. The daughter that he wants to fuck.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
She's hot. His wife was the one that plagiarized Michelle Obama. She's the one that did like.
Oh yeah.
Dirty
I
pictures.
Know her, but I wasn't counting her as a Trump.
Yeah, she's a Trump. You can totally fuck Melania.
That's like. Saying you'd fuck his mantelpiece. It's like calling a mantelpiece part
his
of
his daughter's family. A trophy piece, too.
I would probably fuck Ivanka. That's the daughter, right?
I'm getting a phone call.
Dude, you're
Should we answer
so
it?
Unprofessional.
We're going to answer it on here. Hold on.
Who is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
It's just a
Hello?
Number. It's clearly a debt collector.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, it's Emily. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second, because you're on my podcast, so hold on.
What is this?
I was going to get into it, see what happened.
It could have been fun.
Yeah, so yeah, that was my daughter, so I wasn't going to put my conversation with me and my daughter on my podcast.
What a good dad.
From time to time. I thought it was, yeah, I did. I thought it was a debt collector, too, which is usually who it is when I don't recognize a number.
That could have been fun.
Yeah, I could have played with him a little bit, so what are you wearing? Well, all right, no more Google. Pick a different topic. Dude, we are... This is a horrible one.
Yeah, it's not good.
Too much Canada, man. Your Canada. Last two were good.
I put Canada.
Oh, Canada. That's the one that I put in. What about it, man? You just want to talk about the great state
I don't
of Canada?
Know, you told me to quit making me do all the fucking work. You told me to pick a category, put in a bowl.
Well, all right, we'll talk about Canada, man.
It's your job.
Do you miss Canada?
I don't go back often. I don't even have a passport anymore, I don't think.
But would you need one, though? Wouldn't you just need your ID?
Not after 9/11, dude.
Even Canada got shook?
Yeah, no, that's not even a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need a passport. And now I heard, like, even with a D-dub, if you have a D-dub within less, like, 7 years, they might not let you through at the border.
DWI?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't ruin your lives on a regular basis, that's driving while intoxicated, they call them I think it's a DUI in Florida. DWI, because when I was in Wisconsin, there's DWI and OWI. Operating while intoxicated, which was like, I can't remember what the differential was. I think one of them maybe had to do with like where you were driving or something, or what you were on maybe.
Yeah, probably, I don't know. I also, DUI is driving under the influence and DWI is driving while intoxicated. I don't know if there's a difference.
Maybe that's a difference. I think it's one's based on if like you're drunk and or if they think you're on drugs. Maybe I don't know. Influence would be drugs. I don't know.
Yeah,
I got one when I lived in Wisconsin.
I've never gotten one. I've gotten pulled over twice and should have gotten one, but I got let off. Luckily,
I should have gotten hundreds.
I have lots of friends who have them, so like probably more so than I should. Like, they shouldn't be that common, I don't
think. No, I mean, they shouldn't be, but they are. Like, yeah. Most of my friends have them. Like I said, I have one. My mom has. Me and my mom almost caught one the same night.
Nice.
Yeah, because when I got mine, I got pulled. They take me down to the station, like this little small town station where, like, the courthouse and everything's in one building. But it's not, they don't have a jail there. So, like, all right, you can call people. Somebody has to come pick you up. You know, you can't drive home. They have to be a licensed driver and sober. So it's like, fuck, the only person I can think of in this, like, area that I was in was my mom was at her boyfriend's house. And I didn't even expect her to be sober, but I figured she would have slept it off. No, she had been drinking rum from, like, 8 to midnight, had been asleep for, like, two and a half hours when I called, woke up, came to pick me up, apparently missed the turn, because, like I said, it's backcountry road, misses the turn for the courthouse, cop pulls up behind her, runs her plate, sees our last names are the same, hits her with the spotlight. She immediately pulls over because she's like, nope, not taking a chance with this fucking cop. He pulls up next to her, and he's like, Diane Bailey, are you here to pick up your son James? She's like, yeah. He's like, follow me. So my mom got a police escort to the jailhouse to pick, or to the courthouse to pick me up for my DUI. And then when she gets in there, I was like, hey. She's like, just come on, come on, let's go, move your ass. And I'm like, what? She's like, just shut up, fucking move. So she's like, chasing me out of this courthouse. We get into the car and we start to leave. And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, I am shit faced. She had been drinking all night hard and been on 2 hours sleep. So she was still hammered. Came to pick me up from my DUI drunk. Almost got her own DUI. Like 2 months after my Uncle Mike and my Grandpa Kenny got father son DUIs. Kenny went to drive home from the bar. Mike found him because somebody had called my, it was really small town. So, like, literally, my grandpa went to get into his truck, and somebody called my Uncle Mike and was like, Mike, Ken just got in his truck. He's headed down, you know, SR5. Can you get, yeah. So, like, and he already knew, like, where everybody was. So, my Uncle Mike goes down there, cuts him off. He's like, Ken, Dad, get in the fucking car. Grandpa Kenny was hammered. So, my Uncle Mike is then leapfrogging the trucks down the road, and he had been drinking. So, he would drive one truck down, you know, 100 feet or so, run back, grab the other one. And he was leapfrogging him down the road. And then a cop was like, Mike, what are you doing? Is Ken in there? Oh, Jesus Christ, guys. Throws him in the back of the fucking car. Takes him to the courthouse. He's like, he's like, Gene can come get you. My grandma, he's like, Gene can come get you in the morning. Fucking idiot. Like, all right, Steve. Like, they all knew each other. Like, yeah. So they got father-son DUIs. And then a month later, me and my mom almost got mother-son DUIs. We like to drink.
I got out of a ticket that should have been a DWI because I was white, I'm pretty sure.
See, I'm pretty sure I got mine because I'm not.
Like, the cop, I got my windows tinted down in Florida, where I guess there's no legal tint limit.
Yeah.
And then I moved back to Missouri. This is a few years ago. And there is a tint limit, so I got pulled over for my tints all the fucking time. And I just never got around to getting them, like, lowered or whatever.
Right.
And one time I was in a very white part of a St. Louis suburb. And my car was kind of a bit old, a little bit beat up. It was like a Grand Prix, I think.
Okay.
And super tinted windows. And so a cop pulls us over for the tints. I roll the window down. And there's like, I'm in the driver's seat, one person in the passenger seat, and like four people are in the back seat, like kind of piled up. And he asked me, like, license, like, where are your kids going? I'm drunk. Everyone's drunk. Mm-hmm. People in the back have open beers. There's weed in the glove compartment. I'm high and a little bit drunk, mostly high, but I'd had a few beers, and we're on our way to a concert. Cops asking us questions. Doesn't even go back to his car. We're just like, yeah, we're going to watch our friend's concert, and he's like, all right, you're not really who we're looking for when we pull people over for this offense. So you guys have a good night. Like, he said that to my face.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy shit, white privilege is alive and well.
Oh, wow.
And I'm reaping the benefits.
That sounds white as shit. Like, yeah, that was privilegey as fuck. You lucky. Yeah, when I got my DUI, the cop pulled me over. First thing he says, he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? You know, typical. And I'm like, no. And he goes, all right, well, you know, your headlights aren't working in order. You weren't speeding or anything. You weren't swerving. But your exhaust was loud, so I just wanted to see if your car was in working order. I smell alcohol. You been drinking? Yeah, and then that's how I got my DUI.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you had been drinking.
Yeah, but I wasn't drunk.
It sucks that that's the reason you got pulled over was unrelated.
It was my brother's birthday, and he was hammer drunk, but I'd only had like four drinks the whole fucking night from like 8:30, 9 till like 2:30 in the morning. I'd had four drinks, two beers at the first bar. And then the last like 2.5 hours we spent at this bar called the Great Dane, and I had two Long Islands. But at the time, dude, I used to put down, you know, 12 to 18 a night.
Long Islands can sneak up on you.
Dude, I used to, when I drank Long Islands, I worked at Fridays, and my Fridays in Wisconsin had this great Long Island special. It was like 2 for 1 on Fridays.
Damn.
Yeah. Like even before I worked there, we used to go there as servers. Like it was 2 for 1 Tuesdays. That's what it was. Like Long Island Tuesdays or whatever. And so every Tuesday, like all the servers in the area would fucking pile into the bar section. And when I first started there, you could still smoke in the bar section. So like the bar section would just be packed with servers from like the 8 restaurants in a 2-mile radius. Everybody just getting fucked. I used to drink like 8-10 Long Islands a night.
Good Lord.
Yeah, dude, I was bad, dude. I was a hardcore alcoholic. I was so bad at one point that I started every night, like I was drinking a lot of beer. And it started to get to the point where, like, I would wake up in the morning and I'd have dry heaves. Even if I didn't puke, I would just dry heave and get a couple, like, mouth, you know, didn't matter. One beer, two beers, fucking 20 beers. And, like, there'd always be, like, a little, like, red tint in the whatever, a little bit
Jesus.
I did spit up.
You were, like, a legitimate alcoholic.
Yeah, so I was, like.
Like, I drank a lot in college, but.
No, like, I saw that. This is when I was in my mid-20s, like, 24. And I was, like, man, that's, fuck, I got to stop drinking beer. And I just switched to alcohol. And then I did that for like a month and a half. And then every time I drank, and it didn't matter, I could have one fucking drink. I had one E&J and like fucking Sprite. No, I think it was actually a decent, yeah, Seagram's and Sprite. It was actually a decent fucking whiskey or brandy. Yeah, whatever. And I had one drink and I'm sitting there and I'm like what the fuck? Like, and I went in the bathroom and I fucking dried a bunch of times, a couple mouthfuls of liquid, and like there was all kinds of pink and like little red streamers in the liquid, so I just switched back to beer. Like, dude, I was bad. I had a problem.
Seven and seven, Seagram's and 7-Up got me kicked off of my fraternity's B-team softball league.
B-team softball?
Yeah, it was just like, because it was just like anyone could go play. So it was, right. I thought it was like a fun thing. So I skipped the practice to like go drink 7 and 7 and do laundry with my friend.
Right.
And the B team coach took it very seriously. And he kicked me off the team. And then, like, a week later, they didn't have enough players to play. Like, if they needed one more player, they would forfeit the game completely.
Right.
And so the coach was, like, running around looking, like, running around Fernie House looking for people to play. He comes into the TV room where I'm sitting, looks around, is like, oh, nope, no one in here can play softball, and then leaves. And, like, he refused to ask me because I skipped one practice to drink 7 and 7. And then, like, a bunch of guys came in and was like, Kevin, will you just fucking play? Just show up and play. I was like, no.
Fuck him.
He has to ask me. But he fucking wouldn't.
Oh, no, fuck that, dude. That's what you do. You make people do, yeah.
It was irresponsible of me to skip the practice, but whatever. It was fucking B team.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, was there money involved?
But, I mean, we played other houses, so it was people were competitive about it. But we also had an A team with actual athletes.
Yeah.
Well, my fraternity's version of actual athletes, which were usually pretty unimpressive.
Were you a party fraternity?
Yes.
Do you hate it when people call them frats?
No. I know some people that do, though. They're like, so, you wouldn't call your country a cunt. That's their response.
Yes, I would. Have you seen America?
I feel like lots of people would, but like,
yeah, America's kind of cunty sometimes.
Patriots wouldn't.
No, but patriots are, you know, it depends, man. Like, look, I can be proud to be an American without being proud of America. I'm glad I was born here. I'm glad I live here. I'm glad I have the freedoms that I do. Do I wish there was less racism and sexism and transphobia and homophobia and ageism and blah, 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 blah? Yeah. Yeah, I wish this was a perfect utopia, but fuck, it's what we got, man.
I feel like we're getting there, though.
We're getting better.
Or you're getting there.
Yeah.
I'm going to separate myself from my American side during all this negative talk.
Yeah, man, it depends, though. Like, in some ways, we are getting there. In some ways, we're, you know, taking the right steps with getting rid of racism, but in trying so hard to get rid of racism and sexism and all the isms and all the obias and blah, 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 we've made clickbait and we've made social justice warriors and we've made recreational outrage popular now. Now people can get money by screaming out fucking absurd racist, you know, like, oh, this guy's racist because, you know, this, or I like the chick that just said Matt LeBlanc was the absolute worst and needed to leave Hollywood forever and never be heard from or seen from again because he was talking to the chick that plays Khaleesi on Game of Thrones. And he was like, yeah, I stopped watching. Oh, you get naked in season two? Oh, I'll start watching again. You know, he tried to make a stupid joke. And this blogger said that he was the worst ever in what should be should leave Hollywood and never be heard from again.
I feel like those people always existed, though. It's just they didn't have the platform of the internet.
Well, nobody cared before. Everybody's like, oh, no, they're fucking cuckoo birds. But then, like, because of the internet, because of video cameras and cell
people
phone
like
footage.
People like that, though, were just pissed about, like, other stuff.
They were pissed about everything.
Like, no matter what, those kinds of people are going to find something to get pissed about.
Right, but I'm saying nobody ever listened before. But now because of all this access that people have, and because it's been made to, like, people feel like they have a voice now because when somebody gets accused, like when Don Ibis called the Rutgers basketball team nappy-headed hoes, it's a vaguely racist comment. Yeah. But it's nothing that, you know, like a black sports anchor hadn't said before. Like, see, he said, like, somebody made a point, like, somebody else had said something similar, but they were black, nobody shook their head at it, because this old white dude said it.
There's no way. I find that difficult to believe.
I can't remember. If I didn't smoke
that
so much.
That multiple sportscasters have called.
Well, no, it was something similar.
Women nappy-headed hoes.
No. It was something similar. I don't know if it was about the Rutgers team, but it was something similar, you know, like
did
with the words nappy in it.
Did you call them strong black women?
No,
that's not
similar at
it's
all.
Not the same.
Not even a little bit. But no, like, you know, so Don Imus got publicly strung up and, you know, like you're starting to see that more and more, you know, a couple years ago or a few while ago. And so people were like, oh, well, hey, man, look, I'm calling this guy out for racism. Aren't I special? Aren't I cool, too? And now, like, so now we look for people. Not we, but, you know, we look for people to be like, hey, did you see racism? Hey, are you going to write about, you know, social injustice? Oh, are you going to write about the sexism you deal with? I'll definitely, you know, buy some ad space on your page to read that, you know. And it's horrible. And I think in that way, America's taking negative steps. Because then people like me are scared to do stuff.
Live in the woods.
I want to. Want to so bad. Seattle. Get a tent, sleeping bag, fishing pole. Smoke some weed, legal
that's,
weed.
That's serial killer stuff. You're the serial killer now.
No, I'm never coming back to society. I'm just going to go up there and fish and read books and smoke pot.
To feed your murderous needs.
No, that's what the fishing's for, man. Chop the fish head off. I'm good for another
Yeah, that's
day.
How it starts. That's how they all start, torturing animals at a young age.
It's not torturing. I didn't say I was going to cut it off slow, you sick fuck. I'm going to use my pocket knife hacksaw.
You're just going to take an alive fish and cut its head off.
Quickly,
that's
no
not
pain.
Torture.
No,
that's not torture.
No, you quick.
Did
what
you
shot?
Work for the CIA under George W. Bush.
It might just
aggressive interrogation.
It's an extraordinary measure. These are extraordinary times, so we had to take some extraordinary measures.
I feel like this podcast is we've talked about things that have been bummers.
We have. I mean, I've enjoyed it. Well, yeah, it's been a good podcast.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
It started weird. I think we picked it up though.
It's also dark in here. I feel like that's adding to it.
It is. Turn that light. Go pull that cord over there. Now, since we're almost done.
I'm reading a dick poem before I leave, by the way.
You got one?
I always got dick poems.
All right, cool. Go get
My
your...
My dick writes poems.
Go I just tape a pen to it, and it does its own thing.
You know what? I'm keeping the lights off for this dick poem.
Oh, make it romantic. You want me to turn that one off, too?
Turn all the lights off.
Turn the lights down low.
Can I read it right now? Do I read it
My
right now?
My curtain, don't. Yeah.
Are you okay with me reading a dick poem?
Hold on. Let's see where we're at, because we still got to do Netflix Pearls.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's perfect. Yeah.
Do you want to do Netflix Pearls first?
No, we'll do your... Oh, yeah. Let's do the Netflix...
Because I might forget mine.
Let's do the Netflix Pearls first, then we'll do our dates, and that's how we'll sign off with your dick poem.
Okay.
We'll go dick poem, and then Brian Adams' Power Love Ballad.
The perfect match.
Oh.
You guys are in for a real treat later
on. All right. Listen, anybody who's kept up with us so far, I appreciate it. I understand the beginning of that podcast seemed a little rough. We were looking up shit on Google and whatnot.
That was so weird.
That was so weird. I'm sorry, but thank you for sticking out.
Although it happened at a Mike Birbiglia show that I was at Mizzou once.
He started looking shit up on Google?
Yeah. He literally, like, in the middle of the joke, just something caught his interest, and one of the production people who were in the front row, he was just like,
bring me the laptop. And he brought the laptop up, and he even called himself, was like, I'm sorry, I don't usually do this. I'm usually a professional comedian. But I gotta know what this is for the purpose of the story.
Oh, yeah. I like Mike Birbiglia, though. I'd give him a pass on that.
It was like, he played it off so well. Like, it was that was like my third time seeing him.
I want to see that movie he made, that one he just made, with fucking,
I can't think of the name.
Gillian Jacobs and Michael Peel and Kate Micucci.
Yes.
Who is just an absolute darling. Yeah. It's that improv movie. Yeah. It looked really good, though. And I saw a podcast where somebody was promoting it, heard a podcast.
Was it Stand something? Is that the word Stand in it? It's about like one comedian of the group of friends. Don't fucking Google it.
I'm not Googling it.
One comedian from a group of friends. Like, makes it big on, like, an SNL type show.
Yeah, it's like an improv troupe, and that guess.
And it's how all of his friends and girlfriends react to his fame, get jealous or whatnot. It's supposed to be really fucking good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing. And, like, for somebody like me who does this shit, like, not improv, but... And I don't understand the people that are... Like, there are a lot of people that are against improv if you're a comedian. And then, like, improvs don't like comedians. Comedians don't like improv because it's so completely different, even though it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You're on stage, you're trying to make people laugh, you're putting yourself out there to do it. But with improv, it's all about a team and building everybody up and keeping everything positive and flowing and being like, yay, 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 team, all of us together, yay. And with comedy, it's like, it's me, it's you. Fuck you. Ain't shit positive. We about to get real in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of comedy is just so, like, I don't want to say cynical, but, like, it's cynical, but in a fun way. You know, it's kind of looking at the fucked up aspects of life.
I think most comedians would probably classify themselves as cynics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's not like they still have hope. Like, they're not going to commit suicide. They're going to go on living. But that's how we deal with the fucked up shit, is to poke fun and be like, how ridiculous is this? Yeah,
perspective on it.
All right. Netflix Pearl, let's do this.
Who's first?
You. Always the guest, because I'm a gentleman.
I don't know if it's on Netflix. It was at one point on Netflix, but it's called Premature.
Okay.
I really like cheesy teen rom-coms. And this one's pretty good. The premise is, it's like Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
But the kid relives the day he loses his virginity.
Nice.
And every morning it starts up with him jizzing in his pants, his mom walking in to, like, the jizz-soaked sheets. Yeah. She's like, oh, just put them in the wash again, like it happens all the fucking time. And then every time he just tries to get better and better at getting laid. Because like Bill Murray does, he eventually realizes that he's living the same.
Is this an underage porn?
No.
Are you trying to get me to watch kiddie porn?
It has, I can't remember who's in it. Like, the kid actors aren't really anyone notable. There's one kid who's in, like, Submarine and the Guide to Being Caring on Netflix.
Kate Finley, John Carna, Carlson Young, Alan Tudyk. Oh, I've seen that guy in a bunch of shit.
Alan Tudyk's from Serenity.
Yes. And isn't he from Firefly, too?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, I don't know.
One's the TV show, one's the movie, I think.
Brian Huskies, I've seen him in some shit.
The dark-haired kid in the middle is like...
This kid?
Yeah, he's like one of my favorite actors.
Craig Roberts, he looks really familiar.
I can't... Like, he was in Submarine. He's a new Paul Rudd Netflix movie, which is really good. But in this, he plays like the kind of dirtbaggy sidekick friend, and he's really good at it.
He was in Neighbors. He's, what the fuck is his name in Neighbors? He was the kid that they tried to get to Ass Juice.
Oh, yeah.
The kid that they tried to get turned on the frat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fraternity, bro. Don't disrespect it, bro. So, all right. So, Premature has all these people in it. He realizes that he's...
reliving the time he loses virginity, and then eventually it's like a love story between, like, he realizes his nerdy best friend is really the one for him.
So he stops trying to bang the hot chick?
Yeah.
Huh. That's not... Now, a bunch of those actors and actresses...
And that's, like, spoiler alert, that's how he ends the loop, is he falls in love with his friend. But it's just like one of those, like, goofy teen comedies, but I think it's really, really done, and the acting in it is really well done.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's a lot
but
of times.
But you really have
difference.
To enjoy that genre of movie to get it. Like, huh. She's all that, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
It's like
right.
a smarter one of those.
Hmm.
But even those ones I fucking love.
All right, let me see. I didn't prepare at all because I was going to today, and then I had company, and I can't do more than one thing at a time. So I am going to... Oh, you know what? This will be coming out. This will be the first podcast release in October. So we're gonna start with horror movies. And since
I didn't tell me the rules beforehand.
I just made this up right now.
Son
Don't.
Of a bitch. I look like such a goddamn loser.
Well, if you could think of a horror movie.
No. No. I won't try to save face. I've gone too far.
You're just going to ride out like this. All right. So, what I'm going to do first, because, like I said, I didn't prepare, is I'm going to name a couple of horror movies that I've talked about on here before that were really good. Obviously, The Babadook. If you haven't seen it yet, seriously, quit. Quit fucking up your life.
I'm not even that big of a horror movie fan.
And you've seen it?
No.
Oh.
But I've wanted to. It's the one that's like, it's supposed to be like about anxiety or something like that.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually, wait, what? Oh, I didn't want to know that. No, it's just a good horror movie. I'm not going to pretend it's about something. No, because it's an actual monster that causes damage to other people. Okay.
Yeah, but it like
represents. No, it doesn't represent shit.
It's just a scary mindless, monster.
Yeah. And it's New Zealand. They always have really weird ones. Another one I watched was called Housebound. It's a New Zealand horror movie. Has some actual comedy bits in it. This chick's in her early 20s, mid-20s, something like that. She keeps getting arrested, causing, like, it opens with her and this other dude trying to steal an ATM. But the other dude gets all fucked up and passes out. And she, or, like, does something, like, he runs up on it and does something and knocks himself out. So she's gangster as shit, drags him back to the car, gets in the car, drives away, dragging the ATM, cops on the tail, ends up getting arrested. And somehow,
isn't this just one of the Friday movies?
No. Somehow, in New Zealand, it's when you're in your mid 20s, you can get probation and be forced to live with your parents to straighten your life out as a last resort to jail. Yeah. Really weird premise, but like she has a probation officer that lives down the road and shit. And like there's somebody that lives. She thinks it's a ghost. She doesn't know if it's a person. Like the neighbors are really weird. She hears noises. Like, is she being watched? It's pretty fun, kind of cool little movie. The end of it's pretty neat. Some shit you don't see coming, you know, which is a nice little shock. But just a, you know, fun little movie. Let me see.
I really like the kind of recent M. Night Shyamalan one, I think it is, where the kids are visiting the grandparents and they just start doing creepy shit.
Oh, God damn it. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember. I just ordered one on Amazon called Clown. Where this dude puts on a clown makeup and clown costume for his, like, kid's birthday party or some shit, and then he finds that he can't take it off, and he starts to, like, twist his mind up and shit. So, yeah, it's pretty... It sounds interesting.
I think that's Jim Carrey's The Mask. Canadian's finest export. Second only to Bryan Adams.
I cannot believe... That really angers me. Like, I cannot believe he's Canadian. I feel so disillusioned. Yeah, doesn't that look just creepy as shit? A loving father becomes a savage killer while wearing a cursed clown costume that won't come off.
FYI, viewers / listeners, he just Googled something again.
God damn you. Eli Roth, Peter Stormare.
He's a fraud.
Listen.
He knows that, none of this.
That was for the people. I have to give them the correct details. Peter Stormare is in it. Eli Roth. It should be... And I just don't like clowns, so that should add, like, 10 degrees to it.
Are you excited for the new It? They're doing the new It, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the costume. Part of the creepiness of the old Pennywise costume was that he wasn't really trying to be creepy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was bright and colorful, and it was just creepy because you knew something.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know what, but you knew something, and that's why it fucked with you. Because it was supposed to be like a... And this one, they tried to make him look creepy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's mostly white with, like, little red, like, swirly accents and shit. So I hope they just release that picture as, like, a ha-ha, fuck you. This is what we're actually going to do.
I don't think they would do that.
No, they wouldn't, and it sucks. But, I mean...
I like that you have hope, though.
I do.
I admire your blind hope.
I live my life with hope. but so, no. It's, I'll see it in theaters. I'll probably have nightmares. I'll probably regret it, but I'm going to see it in theaters. That's just how that is. That's how my life goes. but yeah, so, all right, Clown, I'm excited. Oh, Houses That October Built is on Netflix. Oh, my God, that movie had me shook. Like, I was walking two pit bulls down the street, and I was fucking nervous. I was like, come on, you guys got to do your fucking business. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's these four friends, and it's, you know, found footage film, and one of them's a couple, and then, you know, one of them's, like, the brother of the girl in the couple, and one of them's just, like, the fourth wheel friend, and, you know, he's the one that's kind of like, come on, guys, let's get drunk and high, you know, and they're going to find, they've all been friends since they were little kids. Like, they've all grew up together, and they all love haunted houses. So they're going across the country trying to find the scariest haunted houses, haunted houses possible. Jesus, James. Possible. And so, and they're going to, like, backwoods ones. Like, ones where it's, like, you read about in the paper, and it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so sues such-and-such backwoods haunted house for being grabbed, or this haunted house is getting closed down because it turns out they're hiring felons with no background check. Shit like that. Like, they go to those ones to try to get, like, the real authentic experience. Some super creepy shit happens. It just makes you feel, like, in your soul, on your insides. You just,
that actually does sound kind of creepy. Dude, I've only been to one haunted house, and it creeped me out.
Just, like, it doesn't even do that much work in the houses. It's just how they do the interactions with other people and whatnot. Like, it's very well done for, because I don't normally like found footage, but it's super well done for a found footage film. Another found footage film is Crow's Nest. That's one with, it's another found footage. It's two couples and one of the girls' little sisters who's all, like, emo and moody and angsty, and they're all like, come on, like, the other one, they're all like 21, 22, the rest of them, they're like, come on, just relax, have a good time, da, 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 da. And they see something on the side of the road. They're like, what is that? Is that a carcass or something? Looks like it was turned inside out. Yeah, that's weird. And then, like, an RV flies past them and hits one of their friends. So they chase the RV down, and then, like, they realize, like, oh, wait a minute, like, we're up in the mountains and the hills, and we don't want no parts of this RV. And then so the RV's chasing them down and, like, tormenting them, and it's pretty good for a found footage film. And then there's, like, this little twist at the end where you're just like, oh, my God, what?
Ah! Do you really like found footage films?
I didn't for the longest time, and then I started getting back into them because for the long time they sucked. And they're really
excited for the new Blair Witch?
No. Blair Witch kind of started
it's like
it.
The king of found footage.
It is. It's the
or
first.
The queen, because it's a witch.
No, it's the king. I'm going king because it was made
I'm
by two dudes.
I'm going queen because I'm sensitive to the female mindset.
And fuck them broads.
fuck them bitches. Fuck bitches. Get money.
Okay, so I am going to vaguely talk about something that happened the other day that made me feel like quite possibly one of the worst humans ever. I'm not going to do it on the podcast. You know what? No.
Was it you told a stranger that I'm the guy that looks like a serial killer?
That's not a stranger. That's a girl I'm talking to.
Yeah, but she's a stranger to me.
We were talking about you having RPF.
She's a stranger to me.
Okay, RPF, resting psycho face. Calm the fuck down. I'm sorry. I'll introduce you so you can creep her out. Creep her out. Creep on her.
I'm not going to say anything to her. I'm just going to stare at her.
Just like widen the eyes a little bit.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Yeah, do one short and walk away. Walk away. Anyway, no. What, God damn it, Kevin, what was I saying?
You got to tell a vague story about something that made you feel like a horrible person.
Thank you very much.
Which is pretty much all your stories.
Fair enough. All right, so the other day, our boss for our department calls a meeting because there was a shooting in one of our stores over the weekend. And she's sitting there talking about, you know, and of course we're going to reach out and we feel sorry. And it's on the other side of the country. And five people got shot. And one of them was an employee of our employer. And somebody asked our boss, like, do we know why he did it? And I was a little high. And our boss said his ex-girlfriend.
I feel like you're giving away a lot of information.
I am, but they're not going to do the research. There's so many shootings. It's not like you can narrow it down. She said, oh, his ex-girlfriend works at our store, to which I wanted to yell out, bitches, am I right?
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, you cannot say that. That is so fucked up. You're horrible. But I was laughing so hard on the inside.
I'm going to need you to edit this so that it appears as though I left before you made that comment.
No. So
maybe put in like a cartoon door slamming, some footsteps. Clump, 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 clump.
All right, so my Netflix pearls were Crow's Nest, RV hits a person, tracking down. Found footage. Also found footage, Houses of October built. And you know what? This is just kind of one of those cheesy, this isn't good, are you fucking kidding me? I can't believe this is happening right now, horror movies. Check out Venom. It was entertaining. Some dude gets, like, bit by some, like, you know, cursed fucking rattlesnake or something and turns into, like, a monster and starts tormenting these kids. You know, nothing super original. It's in Louisiana, so some of the people do really horrible accents.
All of those
accents.
Movies terrible.
Just the last ones. Oh, Zumbi. Zumbi is about a zoo, experimental zoo with all these different types of endangered species that have more free range.
Dear God.
And they turn into zombies.
Jesus.
It's so bad.
I have a Zombievers t-shirt now.
Yeah. Dude, that movie's so good. Zombievers, check that out. My guy Bill Burr's in that. But dude, Zumbi, I'm guessing it's Zumbi because it's Zoombie.
Yeah, like zombie. Like with an extra, zombie, yeah.
Exactly. But there's just this
like zombie.
There's just this one part where they call over to another like section of the zoo that's as she's talking, the main character's talking to the guy on the phone, their quadrant gets overrun. And you hear like the animals come in, you hear animal noises and shit. And you just hear the guy at the phone. You hear the phone. Oh, my God. I'm in so much pain. It's one of those movies that's just so horrible. It's like, and they don't try. It's like the original Sharknado. It's like, oh, no, somebody tried to make a serious movie, and it turned into the biggest pile of shit ever, and it's hilarious.
Have you seen Santa's Sleigh starring Bill Goldberg?
No.
He plays like an evil Santa Claus. And in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, he kills like James Caan, Fran Drescher.
That's the fridge.
It sounds like a tiny person is jerking it somewhere in the kitchen. Yeah, get it.
I like get the sound it. Of your voice, fellas. Talk about that horror movie, Bill Goldberg.
Don't tarnish the good, kind name of Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Not in my presence. Not, I will spear you.
I kind of want him to come back, but I kind of don't. Like, he's a great athlete, and he's a draw, but,
I fucking love him. I want him to wrestle every night.
If he comes back, he'll be outside on a limited schedule like Brock.
No.
Because they thought about having him come back and do Monster versus Monster.
He'd probably just do Sting, because he's not as big as Brock. He'd probably just do what Sting did, come back for a match or two, and then peace out.
He was supposed to come back for a longer series, but he fucked up his back in that Seth Rollins match.
Yeah, fuck Seth Rollins. They're making a Seth Rollins comic book.
That's gay.
I was sent the link today.
That's gay.
I think they're making a New Day gay one,
shit.
Too.
Gay shit. I want to see a fucking page.
This is still, tentacle by the way, porn. Been the worst podcast.
No, this is the greatest podcast
I
ever.
Personally have ever been a part of.
You've been a part of three. They've all been mine.
Yeah. Right now, you're 2 for 3.
Whatever, bitch. Still betting, what is that, 66% and some change. I'll take it. All right, so like I said, we were going to do Netflix Pearls. I gave like a bunch of horror movies. What do you got? What do you got, Kev?
Can I read my dick poem?
Well, we're going to do our social medias and whatnot. Then you're going to do your dick poem. Social media.
You got to speak in actual words with me.
Social medias, baby.
Oh, like my Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter.
Oh, Manford Munchbox. at twitter.com. I don't think that's how you're supposed to say it.
No. There's no .com. It's just Twitter. Manford Munchbox.
At Twitter. At Manford Munchbox on twitter.com.
What a piece of shit.
I have also manfordmunchbox.com. No Twitter.
Is there anything on Facebook?
No. Just my family.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know about Manford Munchbox?
Oh, God. I would hope not.
But I got poems, stories, book reviews, pictures, Fat Hitler.
Fat Hitler, Fat
Gifts.
Fat
I make
Hitler.
Gifts.
It's pronounced gifts because it's a fucking G, you
don't,
common Nazis out there.
Don't tell my parents about it.
If you guys don't remember, mama doesn't know that I do this website. So if you see my mama later, please don't tell her about the man from Munchbox. I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. I love you, Mama.
Manford Munchbox is for the devil.
You're going to lose your Manford Munchbox and all your fancy Munch for Manbox friends. Why, Mama, could you introduce the devil? All right. Man for Munchbox on Twitter, manformunchbox.com. As always, get your poem ready. As always, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my mom's favorite podcast on Facebook, hmbradio.com. Hey, guys, I know this one is probably horrible, but tell me how you like the other ones. Or even tell me how much this one sucked. Just talk to me. I'm lonely. You guys think people talk to me. They don't. You see how it goes with me and Kevin.
I think this one had its moments.
It had its moments. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm partly responsible. You know,
I mean, it is your show.
It is my show.
You're wholly responsible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to be a dick about it, you got to be technical and all accurate and whatnot. All right, so call it. Let us know. What do you think, Mamaholics? Do you even like that name, Mamaholics? Is that why you won't talk to me? Is because I call you Mamaholics? I'll stop if you just tell me you don't like it.
I like
yeah, that's good, right? 813-693-2724 is the HMB voice, text message, voicemail line. My mom's favorite podcast on Facebook, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get at me, dog. And now, a dick poem by the Manford Munchbox.
It's about my penis.
Oh, we got that.
Spoiler alert. I got circumcised late. Can't remember the date. I only know for sure I was at least 28. A case of phimosis was my diagnosis. My penis was choked because my foreskin was broke. Doc called the skin too tight. I called my dick too large. But he held the scalpel and he was in charge. I made him pinky swear that he would take care and handle my circumcision with utmost precision. Because of my age and what was at stake, half of my foreskin is all he could take. Turtleneck to a mock neck, I hadn't even docked yet. First wind on my knees, my head felt the breeze. I came out of my daze, gazed down at the cut. I will forever regret dry sex with that butt. It looked like the monster Dr. Frank raised from the dead. Stitches surrounded my shaft right next to the head. Now I pop stitches and bitches like splinters from a broomstick, and the bitches are witches who are riding my dick. The end.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, thank you very much for listening to my mom's favorite podcast, HMB Radio Network, and call your mama. She worries. She misses you.
I will give it all. I always true. Everything I do.
White doves, bitches.